Patriots with a rare of late primetime football game tomorrow night, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, including with Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. But we got a couple hours left, and the rest of the news right now from Courtney.
Well, Hezbollah is vowing revenge for what they are calling an attack from Israel. Thousands of pagers exploded all over Lebanon yesterday.
This is extraordinary. Like, the ingenious way in which this was done by whoever did it is unbelievable. So their pagers started to blow up.
Yeah, if you're watching on Twitch, there's one. That's one example of one blowing up.
Yeah,
but
and the dudes, in most cases, probably I'm guessing had them in their pockets, right near their nuts, or in their hands. But what it seems like whoever did this intercepted the pagers before they were delivered.
Mm.
And put a couple ounces of explosives in there.
Yes.
So the Hezbollah military got off of phones because of what had happened in the late 90s. There was a famous assassination of one of the leaders of Hezbollah by Israel because he had a phone that exploded and he died. They had 3,000 of these ordered in Taiwan. They were able to intercept the delivery. And then within weeks, these new pagers arrived within weeks, and then they simultaneously detonated, so there wasn't the ability for people to piecemeal get rid of the pagers.
It's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, so. It did kill at least eight, injured 2,800. This attack indicates a major breach of Hezbollah's communication. Israel has refused to comment publicly on the explosions.
Wow. Okay.
A Cape Air flight from Boston to Maine had to turn around and landed safely on one wheel yesterday at Logan.
Wiggy, this is for you.
Nope. I am going to completely ignore this story. Yes, that's why I don't get on puddle jumpers.
I don't know. I watch this. I say, skilled pilot.
Right.
This makes me feel more comfortable with Cape Air. Three people were on board. All three were able to exit the plane on their own. Fine.
I'm so bummed I missed this. I always get excited to see some sort of a plane disaster live.
Jesus. Kind of a weird take. Right. But
no, I just see them land. I'm like, oh, it's boring. They just land every time.
Yeah.
Good work.
Really good work. We can hear from a commercial pilot speaking on this.
They certainly knew what they were dealing with and what was going to happen. The technique here on touchdown would be to keep the plane up on the existing landing gear as long as possible. That's not easy to do. And at a certain point, once you run out of speed, the plane is going to drop onto the other side.
Really well done.
Awesome job by the pilot.
Yeah. Governor Healey is pushing for transparency after the death of state police recruit Enrique Delgado Garcia. We talked about him yesterday. Delgado Garcia died from injuries he suffered in a boxing ring during defensive training. Here's Governor Healey on Boston 25.
My heart goes out to Enrique and his family and all those too who witnessed his death. I mean, it happened at the academy, and there were a number of people there who witnessed that, and it's just a really hard situation and horrible, and not something that you ever want to see. As governor, I'm committed to making sure that we have a full understanding of what exactly happened and that we will clearly communicate with the public on that.
Needs to be investigated by some organization, not in the state, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That is a little fishy there.
Yes, it is. I mean, I'm sure there's cameras and stuff, so they ought to be able to figure it out. And if it was
If
it was an unfortunate accident, then the public should be told about that. And if it wasn't, the family deserves justice on it.
Agreed.
So, okay.
Another day, another inductee into the Pervert Teachers Association.
Jesus, haven't they taught you these things in school?
What things?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
We were meant to be, I know it. How else could sex be that incredible?
Pervert Teachers Association.
That is appalling. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
A high school teacher in Las Vegas, Jerusalem Garcia, was arrested amid allegations of inappropriate contact with a minor. After she was arrested, she told police she had a loving relationship with a high school student in which the two would make out and fondle each other over their clothes.
Is that her that I'm watching on Twitch?
It sure is.
Mitch, can you go back to her? How old is this woman? Like, do you know?
I'd say 35.
No, She looks like she's in her 20s. This is part of the problem is they should have an age, like a minimum age on teachers.
Right.
Like
60 when I was going to school.
She is only 20 years old.
Oh, damn.
She's 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, 60 should be the minimum age.
I mean,
she's not even 21 and she's a high school teacher?
My lord. Yeah. And so she was having an affair with, how old was the child?
It does not say, just a minor.
God. It's okay.
But it was a 3-month loving relationship.
Yeah, okay.
And Garcia admitted to being aroused to the point of wanting to have sex, but she did not because of the student's age.
Mm. Oh, good. Limits.
This is like, I just watched the other day, That's My Boy, Real Life Mrs. McGurkle. With Adam Sandler. You never seen that movie, That's My Boy?
I haven't seen that one.
That's My Boy is a good movie.
That's one of Andy Samberg?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Mrs. McGurkle. Come on, Han Solo.
Cranes Beach was closed yesterday due to great white sightings off the east end of the beach.
Oh,
the sharks.
Something up in the ocean.
There is.
Sounds like. Yeah.
The sharks were swimming in 5 to 7 feet of water.
Really?
Very, very shallow.
It was the great white.
Yes.
Oof. Not like a hammerhead. Or
Nope. Great white. Something is up in the ocean right now. I tried to warn all of you.
Nailed it.
Yes. Here's John Crislom, on an expert from the New England Aquarium.
A little bit unusual to have so many seen in a short period of time. If you look at the Sharktivity app, you'll see in the past week we've had about a half dozen confirmed white shark sightings between Plum Island and Cranes Beach.
You know what's wild that hasn't been up in the ocean was the breathless reporting of the historic ensuing hurricane season. Boy, did they nail that. All the people telling you to change your entire life based on their predictions have absolutely butchered yet another major prognostication. Thank you.
If you're new to the show, Curtis is not the green dot guy on this program.
I am certainly not.
He's not.
I mean, baby!
They were telling us we were going to have a historic level of major hurricanes. Yeah. Bupkis. Yeah, Thank you.
They swung and missed on that.
It's El Nino. Okay. Well, El Nino's been around forever. It's nothing to do with your Chevy pickup truck.
That's how Courtney says greetings when she is at a Latina or a Latino community.
No, El Nino means child.
It's Spanish for the Nino.
I'll be interested to know where Greg falls on this next story. Lexington and Medford are considering a tobacco ban for anyone born after January 1st, 2004.
So, do they sell alcohol? I mean, give me a break on this.
So stupid.
They're trying to do these generational bans. Nah,
so stupid.
It won't affect you, though.
Huh?
It won't affect you.
No, it doesn't affect me. I speak for the people.
Right.
Like, people are adults. Used to be in this country that you could make a decision as an adult with regard to your own personal well-being. And now the government wants to make every decision for you. I just don't. I don't need it. It's not what I am. I feel like I am able to make decisions on my own.
Right.
And if somebody wants to vape, they're including vapes in this.
Yes.
If somebody chooses to do that, it ought to be of their own volition. I think.
So dumb that somebody they want to ban this. They want you to be over 21. But they don't mind a 19-year-old going over to, like, some foreign country and stepping on a landmine and getting blown to pieces. They got no issues with that. You're right, Greg. When you're of age, and whatever that age is, whether you believe it's 18 or 21, and you want to drink, you want to smoke a vape, you want to smoke marijuana, you should have...
You want to eat fast food.
Whatever it is.
You want to drive a car. Like, I mean...
Should be your right.
It's your right to do it.
It's also your right to party.
That it is.
Yes. I'll fight for it.
Yeah, Beastie Boys told us that.
We can hear the audio from the hearing yesterday in Medford.
Stop and Shop, grocery store chain, and actually there are some gas stations as well, made the decision to end sales of tobacco products in all 360 stores. They operate those stores in Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, and New York. And they quoted the CDC's recent reports that smoking is still the leading cause of preventable death.
I mean, so somebody in Lexington, they enact this ban, and somebody in Lexington is going to drive to Concord and buy their vapes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's so stupid.
Good
for you.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest things that we select that people can and cannot do. It's so arbitrary.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure in Lexington there's a big ice cream store. I don't know.
Like, do not come at ask at ice cream, please. Oh, whatever you do,
I won't.
I mean, ice cream is life.
God's gift.
Yeah. All right.
We have the dumbest of the day.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
All right, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, Curtis, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Yeah, so peanut butter and jelly was a big topic earlier with Courtney somehow discussing her love for frozen pre-made peanut butter sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Well, things got really heated in Illinois over peanut butter and jelly. Most arguments over PB&J involve how to cut the bread, and usually no one is seriously injured. A 23-year-old man in Illinois was charged with first-degree attempted murder after he stabbed another man with a butter knife during an argument over peanut butter and jelly.
Mm.
A witness said that they were arguing over peanut butter and the victim not cleaning up properly after making said sandwich. There was stray jelly on the counter.
It's a slob.
And that's sticky and it lingers.
Things got violent and the gentleman stabbed the person who left a mess 5 times with a butter knife in his hip, lower back, armpit, and back of his shoulder bone.
Savage.
The witness drove the victim to the hospital. The stab wounds punctured an intestine, but thankfully the gentleman will likely survive.
Wow. Oof. I believe I suggested earlier that the peanut butter and jelly sandwich was the sandwich of most renown and popularity in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. You did do that.
Point in my favor, because the argument was about guys, and Wiggy and Scheim, I think, were suggesting that the grilled cheese was the go-to sandwich of bachelors and unattached men everywhere.
Correct.
Point in my favor from a 781 texter who says it is the PB&J because it requires no cooking or preparation on the stove.
Agreed.
Well, I mean, you can make every cold cut sandwich known to man. You don't have to prepare it.
When it comes to lazy men, putting the butter in the pan and or buttering the bread, however, like, that's way too much effort.
Well, you could actually...
The PB&J is the simple man's sandwich.
It's actually easy to do the grilled cheese and the toaster.
Oh.
If you want to be, if you're real lazy.
Said no one ever.
Well, you get your 2 pieces of bread, you put the cheese in the middle, you drop it in the toaster, you put it down.
And the cheese drips into the toaster.
Yeah, so what? You're a single guy.
Fire hazard, bro.
Yeah.
You think single guys really care? I mean, we just talked about a guy who stabbed another guy five times.
Nobody ever did.
Wait, that, you mean like into the toaster, like the ones that you toast the bread, not the toaster oven?
And you guys have made fun of me for bagels? Oven.
Yeah, nobody's ever done that.
I've never heard of that.
You're
capping.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're
full cap. It's very simple. No, it isn't.
No.
Very simple. We used to do it in college all the time.
Nobody has ever, I don't know why you bring these, nobody's ever done that.
Because you brought up a conversation on what single lazy guys like
right,
to do.
Right, and I am one.
And I'm telling you, in college,
not single.
That's what we used
not
to
single.
Do
I'm
when you want grilled cheese.
Very happy.
Formerly single.
That's what you used to do when you want grilled cheese.
No.
That's exactly what
you put. Just put one slice of American cheese in between two slices of bread and drop it in.
Right.
And drop it into the toaster, put it down, and then when it pops up, you got your cheese in the middle that's nice and melted, and you got your bread that's toasted.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Well, guess what? You should have been in college with me back in the 90s.
Okay.
Do you reheat pizza in the toaster?
Yeah, I do.
No.
No way.
I do. In the toaster oven.
Right. Okay.
Yeah,
that's
a different thing. The toaster oven.
Oh, I thought he meant like the toaster oven in general.
Now you're pivoting.
No. I thought he meant the toaster oven in general.
That's a whole different thing. The toaster oven. It's like
toaster ovens are great.
It's like a mini oven.
No, I wouldn't put pizza
in
it.
It's a poor man's oven.
Yeah, I wouldn't put pizza in the toaster.
Is like, I mean,
I have a Breville.
No, I wouldn't put it in the actual drop down toaster.
I am thinking of investing in one of two food preparation items. I'd like your opinion on which.
Okay.
I'm either going air fryer or crock pot.
Air fryer. 10 out of 10. A crock pot takes so much work.
No, it does not.
No, what are you talking about?
It's so much work.
So much work.
You just throw it. You throw it in there and leave it.
For hours and
that's
hours.
That's okay. It's the
can
the,
I,
depends on
can
what
I
you're
make
making.
A suggestion,
the one
Greg?
Pot, like on Instagram, if everybody makes the one pot chicken things, like you throw some chicken in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You throw, if you want, you throw a little like tomato sauce, some cheese. You can throw some Campbell's cream of mushroom soup in
there. But let's be honest.
Some broccoli.
While like, I imagine.
The boom. Pot, I think it's a crock
pot. What are you doing more, though? Like reheating something or making a full meal?
No, making a full meal.
I think you'll get more use out of the air fryer.
Greg, depends can I make a suggestion? Want. Instead of the crock pot, go with the Instant Pot. Because it gives you far more options and capabilities.
I don't even know what that is.
Right. So it's basically like a crock pot with all the bells and whistles.
Yeah. Also, given the amount of time you have left, air fryer might be the wise bet.
Well, it depends on what you're making, Greg.
Air fryers are unnecessary.
If it's the crock pot, it's more of a, like a stew or a gumbo. There has to be, you know, or your meatballs and gravy, whatever it is. But if it's the air fryer, it's more of like French fries,
but like I use
fried
chicken. I use my air fryer at least 5 times a week.
I have never used an air fryer.
I've never owned or
whether
used
it's, I don't use my toaster anymore. I use it to put bagels in. It makes that grilled bagel consistency in the air fryer.
Now, this is correct.
Grilled cheese in that toaster?
Yep.
Text on the personal communication device from Breece Hill. Good morning and hello, and thank you for listening to the show. Toaster oven pizza bagels. Greatest meal you cook for us when we were children.
Dynamite. Great call.
Okay.
I'm wrong with a good pizza bagel.
Dad of the year.
Homemade pizza bagels?
Right.
What do you mean homemade?
Well, you get the bagel.
Oh, yeah.
You don't, like, not freezer.
No. And the key to that is if you'd like me to share a cooking tip, you toast the bagel first in the toaster.
Okay.
So it's not soggy.
Yep.
Then you apply whatever tomato sauce you want to apply. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would apply a vodka sauce. And then you put the cheese on. The cheese must extend out over the entire bagel so that the ends of it become crispy around the bagel. You do that in the oven under the broiler.
So this is why for you, Greg, the crock pot is right up your alley. Because you like to prepare dishes that are better than people would expect with less work. You brag about Greg's Easy Bake peanut butter
set
cookies.
Set it and forget it, baby.
Set it and forget it. You would love a good crock pot.
The pizza bagel, though, for kids, it's the best
thing.
Very
good.
You got your cheese, so you're getting your dairy. You got fiber in the bagel.
Yep.
And you got vegetables in the tomato sauce. Mm. Yeah, you've covered every food group, basically.
Cat's Bakery in Chelsea, great pizza bagels.
They have unbelievable
pizza bagels.
Stiz Grimey, huge fan of those. Place
been there forever. Yeah. El Gato's. Yeah.
Very, very, very good. This is Thomas. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, guys. How are we doing this morning?
What's up?
Hey, doing good. Greg, you should look into the Ninja Foodie. It's a 2-in-1. It's a crock pot plus an air fryer.
Ooh.
So you get 2-in-1.
Okay. So, I'm in on that.
So instead of thinking about one or the other, you can just go with one. I have one, and I'm able to do all sorts of slow cooker recipes and air fried stuff for game day or, I don't know, if I want to get a cheat meal or something. But I thought I'd throw that your way.
I'm in on that.
Greg, you know what the best sign that you're really old is?
What?
That you tell people how intricately you do a mundane task and make it sound so out of the ordinary.
I'm just telling you clearly based on the
so you put peanut butter on the bread.
Based on the testimony from my child, my son, I was
sounds pretty good.
I was world known when it came to my pizza bagels.
Sounds very good.
Doesn't it sound great?
Yeah.
Ooh, Greg, this Ninja Foodie the guy mentioned is on sale.
Oh, okay, on Amazon.
No.
I need somebody to tell me how to order something on Amazon, if you could help.
Can
with
I
that.
Do my pizza rolls in the Ninja thing?
You probably can.
Were you confused when that guy talked about a cheat meal?
this is James from Boston. Hey, James.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
What's up?
I agree with Courtney. Air fryer all the way. Best invention since the microwave.
Really?
Yep.
Useless.
You can heat up stuff. It's the best for the frozen French fries, frozen onion rings. Heat up all your other food. I think that's great. But I just wanted to get back. I don't know if you remember, I took Joe Landry to the luncheon at the Veterans Luncheon.
Yes.
In Malden. So you wanted me to get back to you when he was turning 100. He turns 100 on October 14th. And I didn't know if you guys wanted to you would ask me to get back to you. You guys said you wanted to do something for me.
Joe Landry is of the greatest generation, World War II veteran, joined us at our Lunch with a Hero event last year.
Yes.
And I wanted to celebrate his 100th birthday as a show. So I the timing on this might be perfect because I would like, this is extraordinary. So we're going to have an event. I haven't talked about this yet, but I wanted to try to find a way to upgrade the Lunch with a Veteran event, which has been extraordinary. And so we're going to do our show on the Friday of Veterans Day weekend from the National Heritage Museum, which is in Hudson and Stowe, Massachusetts, where you will find every kind of incredible piece of memorabilia from our U.S. military that has ever existed. And so I would like to make that, if you think Joe would be cool with it, I'd like to make that his 100th birthday party.
Correct. And that's the Friday of Veterans Day weekend?
Yeah. So that, I think it's the 9th. Is it? Would it be that? I can look it up, but I think it's like the 9th.
Yeah, I'll look it up. I'll ask him. His family's also throwing something for him at the Shirley Legion on October 19th. But
no, this
that's
is perfect.
Just some of the people.
So it's on the 11th. It's actually on the Friday is October 11th.
Oh, actually Veterans Day. Okay.
So,
and what time would that be at?
It would be 6 to 10. So, and then we'll do lunch afterwards. 110 Grill is always great about hooking
everybody
up.
Oh, in your
up.
Morning show. Yeah. Okay.
Should we do that?
Sounds pretty cool.
Joe's the best.
Olds are the best, especially at that age. Yeah. C-note, the stories he got.
Oh, he has unbelievable stories. And I think it'll be so, I'm guessing it'll be so moving for these guys to be able to be there and see what they have at that museum.
The best part of those events is seeing all of the vets talk to one another and connect. Like, it's just the most amazing thing because they're all so selfless and they love talking about what others did.
Yeah.
And are uncomfortable discussing their own stuff. But I think they feel more comfortable in those settings talking about people with shared experiences.
Also, great point in the Twitch chat. Finally, a birthday party that I will be at where I will not be the oldest person there.
That's true.
You should get a badge like they have.
I just wanted to share another funny story with Curtis was getting back with the stories that happened at the luncheon. You remember Richard as well, that was 103.
Yes.
We were sitting at the same table, and Joe had his uniform on that had one medal on it, and one of the other younger veterans asked Joe what the medal was for, and Richard, without skipping a beat, he said he got that for chasing women.
He was a hot ticket. He looked me up and down and said, "You look smart."
All right. Yeah.
All right. A classic. Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm getting a text from the bland manager that what is he talking about? Uh-oh. I'm looking at the calendar right here.
Gotta pump the brakes.
Well, while you're looking at that, Greg has one that says best pizza maker, which I thought was a little beneath.
That's pretty cool to live to a hundun.
Yeah.
Live to a C note.
You know what? Ken is right. I think I got to figure out the date. I'll get the date to everybody. Right. I got to figure out the date of the broadcast. But imagine we can all be there, and we'll get people to come and to celebrate what is an incredible accomplishment, and that is Joe Landry turning 100 years old. So, James, will you hang on?
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. All right, I'm so excited.
Well, ask Joe, what really did the excited. Men of the military prefer back in the day, PB&J or grilled cheese?
I'm guessing it's probably a peanut butter and jelly. They didn't exactly have an oven with them when they were in a foxhole.
Well, I don't know if you've seen many videos of people in prison. You don't need an oven.
I don't think they stormed the beaches of Normandy with an air fryer.
And if you want a little teaser of what the American Heritage Museum has to offer, here's Greg the last time he was there up on your Twitch right now.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. There I am. Ooh. In a tank.
Baghdad Bob.
I would love to. Did you drive it? Right?
I did.
All right, so.
Yeah, you drive it with your feet.
Love to drive a tank.
I don't know if you knew that.
What?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how you turn.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, see?
So how do you go forward?
What is this, the Flintstones?
Oh, if you want to turn left, you push in the left pedal.
Okay.
If you want to turn right, you push in the right pedal.
Okay, how do you accelerate? With your hands then?
Yeah, you have like a little knob.
All right, that's cool.
There certainly is a little knob.
Wiggy's going to throw a handicap placard up on his.
And you don't have to throw one up on that thing. You pocket
while,
where you
while
want.
While Joe is standing right there after fighting in World War II.
You throw that.
Wiggy's going to pull his big-ass truck up front and shove Joe at Joe's car out of the way.
Hey,
so
I
he
play,
can park close.
I play Call
Joe
of Duty.
Joe has to walk from the parking lot.
Am I not a military man if I don't? If I play Call of Duty?
Nope.
Oh,
I'm a
it's
love
November,
Call
you know
of
what?
Duty.
My problem is it's November 8th. I'm sorry. I screwed up. I was looking at October.
Okay.
Well, those months blend together. Yeah.
Friday, November 8th. Will be our event, our annual event to celebrate those who have served this country. And so we'll have, we'll do it on the contest page. Like you can just upload a picture of you and who you want to bring.
Right.
And we have had an incredible turnout at this event. And I think this year it'll be even bigger.
So Joe will be 100 years old in 1 month.
Yeah, that's amazing. So
when we get to number one in adults, can we all go on that tank? And just, like, drive around.
Yes. I think you need to get permission for that. But, yes, I think we probably could, Curtis.
Can we bust off some live rounds at something?
No,
Curtis,
thanks.
Are we close to being number one when it comes to adults? I don't pay attention to the ratings.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really, that's all men and women?
Yep, men and women.
Every men and all men and women between the ages of, what, 25 and 54?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yep. We're cooking with gas. Getting close.
Your lips to God's ears. All right, let's get to Courtney and what is trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox fall to the Rays 8-3 last night. Alex Cora called this a tough one all around, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Tough one all around. I think, we didn't make pitches early on. 0-2 homer, 0-2 double. 0-2 homer, 2-2 homer. So we let him finish at bats, and we pay the price.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Another one with the Rays tonight, 6:50 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start. You can hang out with Coop at 5:50 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. In football, Tua has been placed on IR. He'll miss at least the next four games, so that means that they will be without Tua for the October 6th matchup with the Pats. In the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 61 degrees and cloudy. Afternoon high, a partly cloudy 77.
That is Patriots quarterback Jacoby Brissett yesterday. If anybody is going to get the ball Thursday night, I would imagine it will be Demario Douglas. I chime over on catches for tomorrow night when it comes to Pop Douglas.
I like that a lot. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. That's what they say, right?
Chime brought it up during his lead. The issue from Chime's perspective, and I guess Wiggy's, is not that the intent is not to get the ball to the wide receivers scheme-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's that Jacoby Brissett is either unable to see them or is timid about getting the ball to them or is unable to physically do it. That is the issue, I believe.
Well, and so if you look, I sent Mitch a couple of videos. Mitch, if you could play the first one I had sent you. There's a specific play example where Pop Douglas is in motion and has a million yards of open space in front of him. Jacoby Brissett doesn't even look his way. Like, it is ridiculous.
Ooh.
It's on Twitch right now. Pop Douglas swings left. There is yards of open. There's 10 yards of space. Doesn't even look at him. Doesn't even look at him.
Oh, I love the All 22 segment. Yeah, dialing up. He's going the wrong direction.
Yeah, they really made a bad decision.
The only issue I have is what leads you to believe that Drake May is going to be better when it comes to reading that and seeing that.
Well, in this situation here, it looks like the pressure flushed Jacoby Brissett out of the pocket, like Bill Belichick
on the
Manning cast.
Well,
can you bring that back real quick?
No, but now you're going to get the argument that it's the offensive line and it's not Jacoby Brissett. That's the argument that you're going to get, Wiggy.
I would say, based off of that, I'm trying to look at it, and all BS.
So this is a second clip, by the way, where it would show you Jacoby's able to step up in the pocket. There's even a timer in the top left that shows you how long he's holding on to the football.
Play action.
Look at that. Oh, almost 6 seconds of possession for Jacoby Brissett results in like a 0 yard gain.
But what if Jacoby Brissett's being told no turnovers?
Uh-huh.
Don't take any unneeded risks. We have the defense to do it. The reason we won 4 games last year is because the quarterback single-handedly sabotaged 5 games.
Mm.
And if that's what they're doing, I understand, Chime. You're making the, I mean, that first play is clear. He's wide open. I'm not saying you're wrong. But if you do not trust the offensive line and the only thing you've been told is don't turn the ball over, mm-hmm. I think this is what you get.
Right. But I'll give him a pass on the first one. The second one, this is the difference between, I think, him and Drake May, the second play. Because the first play, it looks like he's sprinting out to the side that Pop Douglas is going. So I'll give him a pass. But this second one, if you look at the pause at this wide receiver on the bottom of the screen.
Great pocket,
number
too, by
one,
the offensive line.
The ball's got to come out right now, and there's a little window. He runs like an in-and-out route at about 15 yards.
No, that's what you run when you're in California.
That's the difference. Whereas, like,
and there's an easy read, too. Like, you can see the Patriots receiver at the 30-yard line, and then Jalen Polk is coming towards the sideline.
At the 40.
Either throw Jalen Polk open to the sideline or hit the check down. Don't roll out to the left. You have a perfect pocket, and yet he insists on rolling left and getting a sack or 0 yards.
This Twitch chat comment is correct. They're not telling him not to pass it to the open guy. Right.
He should have thrown it.
I mean, maybe they're telling him.
Oh, long road? Yeah, that's what they're telling him. No quarterback's told not to turn the ball over. If you're not a moron and you open your ears, you understand when you are told to not make any mistakes, it causes paralysis when you're in the pocket. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but, of course, it's a different sort of style for Jacoby Brissett than it would be for Aaron Rodgers or, you know, Joe Burrow.
Right, but he doesn't
have...
It's
not that hard to understand.
But that play there, it's all about confidence in the quarterback. He should have thrown it to the guy that was on the bottom of the screen who's running that deep in-and-out route.
Not confident. You're saying the confidence of the quarterback.
Of the quarterback in himself.
He doesn't have the confidence.
Right, because that's got to be a ball that
And you think Drake May does.
Yeah, because that's got to be a ball. If you see there's a defensive back who's kind of like he's going towards the sideline, so there's a little bit of a window to that receiver, and it'd be like, you know, 15, 17, 18-yard gain, but you got to be able to, as soon as you hit that back foot, you got to be able to put that thing on a rope.
Well, and I also think when it comes to Jacoby, he does pick one person and relies on that person a lot, like we saw with Hunter Henry. Mm-hmm. But when you watch Drake May during preseason, he didn't. He felt comfortable with all of his receivers. So I think that's where Wiggy comes into play, where he says Drake May goes out there, could probably sling it around much differently than we've seen out of Jacoby Brissett.
But in training camp, there was a lot of talk, whether it was from Mayo or even from Jacoby Brissett, about Pop Douglas and about their relationship and how they were clicking. And
it's training camp. It don't mean anything in the sense that it's practice. If you throw an interception, no big deal.
Yeah.
Regular season game, big deal.
And this is another, just I think it bears repeating, that if they don't take a sack on 3rd and 5 and they kick a field goal from 38 yards out to go up 6 points, they're 2-0, and we are literally not talking about anything but praising the game manager, Jacoby Brissett. If he just
You're
makes one decision.
That the kick would have been made. I think it probably would have. It was a 9-yard difference.
And
whatever.
I'm assuming the defense would prevent a touchdown.
Yeah.
But this would then still lead to the passing game. You won the game, but your passing game's got to get better. And then, Chime, great job on the All-22. But when you start to look at certain plays, that'll show you where here's a play that you could take advantage of. Brissett has time in the pocket. He's looking at the receiver, but he doesn't take the shot. And it's not like a deep shot. It's just letting it rip 16 yards downfield.
All right. Well, it is essentially a Patriots Friday on a Wednesday, because Patriots play tomorrow night. And you can talk about Pat's Jets all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. On the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937, you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Are we going to debate Drake May v. Jacoby Brissett every week during the NFL season? I guess probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably yes.
Why wouldn't you? One's the third overall pick, and the other one's a career backup. And if you're a Patriots fan, you've been trying to replace Brady or trying to get a guy to replace Brady. And so if you got the third overall pick, shouldn't that be a debate every week?
And are you new here? We did this all season last season when it was Drake May and Bailey Zappi.
No, the people that complain the most about the people that complain the most about the show listen the longest.
Yeah, that's true.
It's science.
I mean, listen, the plan was to go with Jacoby Brissett. That has resulted in your record being 1-1. Mm-hmm. So it also resulted in, from the outside at least, some questioning why the including the head coach, why the team was unable to go downfield, as Gerard Mayo said on this very show on Monday. Right. I think it's entirely logical to question whether Drake May could do a better job with that. And certainly we'll have more, I guess, of a body of work after tomorrow night.
Right. And that's if you're a fan of the Patriots, that's what you should be looking at and thinking about. If you're thinking about that, then I don't know. Your head is buried up your ass.
Well,
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, didn't week one change everything for you when it came to that?
Like, no.
I'm saying your perspective after week one and a win over the Bengals changed. Like, you look and go, all right, this team can win some football games against what we thought was going to be a good football team.
Which we know is a good football team because they played Kansas City to what? Overtime?
Right.
And
so then you want to, you switch from, all right, if we can, you know, I'll take the over on 4.5 games and they win 6 or 7, then great, it's a rebuild. No, it's like they can contend.
It's not a rebuild. It is, right. It's a, but they have the makings of a team that can play good defense, run the football. And when you look at the rest of the league, no team has stood out where you go, it's going to be too tough for the Patriots. Like, tomorrow night, is it possible for the Patriots to go into New York and beat the Jets?
Yes. Yeah, they've beaten them 15-16.
Right. Yes. So when you start to look at that, you start to say, well, then it's possible that this Patriots team could realistically, it's not like we're the Carolina Panthers where you go, we stink.
Right.
You go, they realistically could make the playoffs.
Well, it's unfortunate that it happened, but the Tua injury, when it comes to the division,
opens the door, changes things.
And also, just to revisit the last season, the first two games they lost to the Dolphins and the Eagles in weeks 1 and 2, we overstated how bad Mac was at the start of last year. He was good in those two games. 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. I mean, the notion that if Jacoby Brissett just does nothing, they'll win every game, I think, is somewhat flawed. Like, we look back at last year is because we saw Mac at the end, but at the start of last season, he wasn't awful.
Yeah.
And we just saw the film from Shime's All-22 breakdown where you look at Jacoby Brissett, there's a good play call, the receiver's open, he has time, but he doesn't pull the trigger. And it looked like it was a 7-man protection. It was basically a 2-man route with, I believe, Shime, the running back, leaking out late.
Correct, yeah. I just sent Mitch a still frame, too, to show you exactly where the passing windows are if you want to see it.
Window nation.
But that's the thing. And so when you look at the quarterback situation, for us not to talk about why the third overall pick is not playing on this team
would
that
be
could
silly.
Maybe add to this passing game, it's just more than silly. Like I said, you got your head shoved so far up your ass, you don't know. You could see your intestines.
Also, all 22, the spices that Chime left out of his mashed potatoes.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with all 22, the number of boneless wings he had at Applebee's.
Chime actually looking very slender today.
Thank you, Courtney.
We'll be right back.